As a native Californian and someone who loves to travel to other parts of the country, some of the most iconic things that people think about when they hear that I'm from California, besides the beaches and the weather, is In-N-Out Burger. People are always asking, like, is In-N-Out really worth the hype? Something that they don't know and they don't usually ask about, though, is that In-N-Out prints Bible verses on all of their cups and food wrappers. One of the most common places I remember seeing John 3:16 and thinking about the gospel today is on my soda cup when I'm there. And I think the reason it's so impactful and stands out so much in this moment is because it felt so random. What could In-N-Out have to do with the gospel readings of today? But after sitting with that and thinking about it a little more, it started to make more sense. In-N-Out owner Lindsay Snyder talks about her uncle and how actually he was the one who started putting Bible verses on the cups and on the wrappers in the early 90s, just before he passed away. Her uncle had recently accepted the Lord and wanted to put that little touch of faith on the brand, as she says. And here's the thing. The In-N-Out soda cups are a great reminder that these seemingly insignificant signs and symbols are usually calling us to something greater. For example, God often speaks to us through the ordinary things in our everyday lives. And how often are we paying attention? There's usually no big show or big sign, and rather the small, intimate ways that God speaks to us throughout the day. John 3:16 is arguably one of the most quoted verses in the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life. It may be such a commonly quoted verse, however, that many of us haven't taken time to really think about what it means and what the Gospel of John is saying to us. So now every time when I go to In-N-Out or I see John 3:16 quoted somewhere, I'm invited to actually pause and to reflect and to take a moment of prayer, even if it's in the middle of a fast food restaurant or on the road. Today's gospel can't just be reduced down to one short little 3:16 and that's it, we move on. We have to pay attention to the little signs and the invitations that God sends in our daily lives, even if it's at the bottom of a paper cup. Today on this fourth Sunday of Lent, we're invited into this reflection on the deeper meaning of John 3:16. I actually find great value in John 3:17 also, which is why I love the Gospels, because we can read these verses in its context. John 3:17, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. And I'll be honest and say that when I was first praying and reflecting on today's readings, I was a little upset. I was hoping to get something maybe more familiar, like the Good Samaritan or another story that I was familiar with, and that would be easy to relate to my work, my justice work, and the work that I do. But God had different plans for me this Lent. I've always seen John 16 as something that people like to put on posters or to put on billboards because it was convenient. And I was upset because many people use this verse of John 3:16 to exclude others, that only those who believe are saved. And I just don't believe that that's what today's gospel is about. I also struggle because John 3:14 through 21 could also be used as an excuse, as if some people were thinking, well, as long as I believe and I have faith and I can't do wrong in God's eyes, God sent his son to save us. So even if I mess up or do wrong, I'll be forgiven. And to me, that felt like the easy way out. If we know that we're always going to be forgiven, then we have no incentive to act in the way that's in line with our faith. And so I sat and I prayed with these gospels and these readings for a few more days in the weeks following, and I started to realize that actually I was the one who had it wrong. Contrary to what I was judging in others, I was the one who was choosing the easy way out when I first read these verses. It's easy to sit and condemn and judge someone for the way that they could use or the way that they could understand these readings. But what if instead I looked at myself and I looked at others the way that God does? God continues to invite us to draw us closer to her. God looks at us and sees possibility and goodness and light, even when we don't see it, especially when we don't see it. So if God doesn't give up on us, why should I? How could I give up on us? Who does that make me? In our lives today, it's easy to find things to condemn about ourselves and others and the world. But what if we didn't choose that? What if instead of judging, we loved others and saw their light and their potential, not just the darkness? Today's gospel ends with the reminder, "But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God." The truth is that God loves us no matter what. Therefore, I am called and we are called to respond to that love and grace with compassion, graciousness, and gratitude. Instead of seeing people just for their dark sides, we are called to be the light. One area of my life that I'm being called to live this out has to do with the racial reckoning that many people are going through in this country right now. For many, this may be the first year or the first time that we're being really faced with our own racist tendencies as a people and as a nation. As a woman of color myself, it would be easy to just sit back, condemn, and judge other people for their actions or their inactions in the face of racism, and specifically anti-Black racism. And that's what I found myself doing initially. I felt like John 3:16 was an excusing people from their actions or the consequences of their actions, when in reality, today's gospel does the opposite. It liberates and it frees us and it frees our hearts to do the work that God has called us to do. Lent is a time each year of deep self-reflection, and these days can bring up the dark. They can bring up a lot for us, and we can get trapped in this cycle of shame and judgment and feeling inadequate, that God will never be worthy of God's love. But that's the power of today's gospel. That's the truth in today's gospel. It shakes us out of this cycle and reminds us that that's not true. God does love us, and not because we deserve it, like the second readings remind us, but because it's gifted to us freely. God comes into our lives, journeys with us during this dark season of Lent, and sees our goodness and potential. That is the good news. God doesn't condemn, and nor should we. Father Greg Boyle, someone I've learned from closely over these past few years, talks often about compassion. He says that we're called to stand in awe of what people carry rather than stand in judgment of how they carry it. And that's at the heart of today's readings. We are graced through God's love, unconditionally. And once we're freed from the things that hold us back, we're then energized to do the work that we've been called to do, to love. Love is the way to justice. As Cornel West famously says, justice is what love looks like in public. And that is how we are called to live out John 3:16. Today, we are just a little past the midpoint of Lent. So may the truths of today's gospel stay with us as we continue on this journey toward the light of Easter. How are we being called to love during this time of Lent? And like the story we began with, how are we being called to put that little touch of faith into the world? Someone intentionally put those verses on a soda cup for us. So how are we intentionally putting these messages and invitations out in the world for others?